Observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, we got some interesting calls. I'm reading the screen. But you didn't hear a conversation I had about 5 minutes ago that many stations didn't get it because they get the news instead of me. But it's okay. So every station does his own thing. But I'm talking to David, whose wife ran away and became pregnant with another man, you know, another person. And she doesn't care too much for the children. And I said, keep yourself with your children. Don't leave the women alone. And be love them. Because if you don't know what love is, all is lost. If you start to fiddle around with the ladies and give your attention to them, they will be jealous of that woman and hate you for it. They need you now more than ever because one parent's gone. And the other parent, if you're a man, and David is the one that's the victim in the manner of speaking, not really so, but let's call it that for what it's worth, department. I said, you keep yourself to your children only. And you can have lady friends and come to the house. It's just going to be platonic. That's the way it's going to be. Nothing more. And the children will love you for that. And it's the same goes for a woman. Same thing. Leave the guys alone. Never mind, the children need a father. They don't need any. They only need the real father and no other. Not the one you get so you can take care of them. Do the best you can. You may have a gentleman friend who loves you, keeps at a distance, is a friend of you, of the family, and acts like the father to them but not married. If he loves you, let him be that way. If he loves you and the children, that would be an act of love with no thought in return, nothing in return. Do you understand that, David? I'm just making a broader picture that you brought to our program.
Yes, any more questions? I got you.
You got me now. Okay. God bless you, David.
Thank you, sir.
You'll be all right. And you call me anytime, you know. I'll be there for you. Okay, now we're going to take another call. We're going to go to John in California. I'm working on a little tiny computer, a laptop. I'm, you know, 60 miles from where I'm going to be doing my seminar on Sunday, which is the 2nd of February, the 2nd of Sunday, all day. I'm going to do a seminar. And by the way, just quickie, the news today was the Catholic Church, a certain kid had an exorcism. And the mother had one too, as far as I'm concerned. And according to the story, the kid was able to walk up the wall. Now that couldn't happen. That's hysteria. And so you said, well, there's eyewitnesses to that. But if anybody wants to talk about exorcism, I'll be happy to talk to you about it because you're going to see some when you go to my seminar this Sunday coming. You will actually see it. I don't want you to be afraid because I'm not afraid. It's afraid of me. It in you, whoever it is, it's afraid. So make sure you don't let it keep you from coming. Don't let it stop you from coming to the Sunday morning. Not Sunday morning. Yes, yeah, a Sunday all day. Okay, I have a Sunday morning conversations, which is a mini seminar. And you can see that on Sunday morning on my website, FHU.com. This is a live one for 700 people. And you're going to see things. You're going to be immersed in it. You're going to be relieved of a lot of your problems. Because all the problems come from one. Faith cometh by the word, and the word by healing. And the really why you're sick is because is because you have fallen away from that. You were born into sin, and therefore it took words and language and customs, pulled you away and shaped you and caused conflict. And some people like to create conflict because it gives them power over you. And other people don't, you know, are looking for a real answer to be freed from the tyranny of cruelty and betrayal and authority of this world. We'll be right back, and then we can take some calls.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, we're going to John in California. I do hope you enjoyed that first 5 minutes. If you do not get the first 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes was really important for you to listen to. So tomorrow, when nice and fresh and you've had a good night's sleep, and you can, if you have your iPhone, you can listen to my program, and then you've got the apps. Go to my apps, you go to my website, FHU.com, and you can listen to my program. You don't have to listen during the night. Once you get the hang of things, and once you've had your turn talking with me, but you'll have a lot of opportunity to talk with me live when I do my program at the Radisson Hotel this Sunday coming, the 2nd of February 2014, all day. I'll be there, please God. And I drove 750 miles to 13 hours to come to the Radisson, and I'm ready to go, and I hope you're ready to come. And you get tickets at the door. There are people who'll be waiting for tickets because they've paid it in advance. So quite a few people have come, already paid in advance for it, and so, but we got room now, because we have a large auditorium. All right, now we're going to take our call from John in California. Hello, John. Thank you for waiting.
Good evening, Roy. Good to hear you tonight. I want to say, first of all, that your cure stress device is totally magic, worth many times the asking price, and I've persistent use of that is magical. So
I know it. I'm hearing it from everyone all over. It's beginning to take off.
If it does
take off, the country is saved.
Well, I totally agree. It's magical. It's like the Rosetta Stone of better life. You know,
it is. I know. I don't know how I came by that, but it was a gift to me, and now a gift to you.
Well, I thank you for that, and I had a question. One of the times, persistent use of trying this, there was times when I was sure none of this was working, but I persisted, and I'm very glad I did, because things have changed dramatically for the better.
Yes.
But at one period of time, when I was sort of going, I went off the rails, more or less, and I noticed it was prefaced by myself, by me talking to myself.
Yes, yes.
You know, to myself.
Yes.
Maybe I'm spending too much time alone, but I started, you know, it might have been an indication of insanity in some people's minds, because eventually I was answering my own questions as I was verbal.
Yeah, you were going off the, you were going off the rails. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
and I've been through that. I didn't go through that in my later years. I went through that when it didn't last long. It lasted about 10 minutes, and this is how it happened. I said, I began to wonder about something, and I began to think to myself, now it could happen this way, it could happen that way, and I talked to myself as if to myself could give me answers, and all of a sudden a voice comes back. with the answer I knew already, which wasn't the answer. You
know, that really
that's right. So I said, that's ridiculous. Here's this voice telling me what I was wondering about, and it's my own voice. It's what I've known all along, so it just brings it to me. That doesn't make any sense. What's going on here? I didn't know what was happening, but I saw the stupidity of it, and I quit doing that.
Well, I've experienced that internally, but I was making this an external thing where I was talking.
Yeah, I know. That's a more advanced craziness.
Apparently not.
I'm glad you called me about it, though.
I was wondering what that signified, and because from that point, I realized that wasn't right,
absolutely correct.
And I started to descend. My mental condition began to descend in a darker place for a period of time.
Yes, that's the dark side of the force talking to you.
Yeah,
it was the knowledge of good and knowledge of evil talking to you.
Well, yeah.
The champion of that.
And like you were saying, you were saying how the word, something to the effect of the word becoming, you know, from the good side, that would become, I forget how.
Well, the faith comes, I think I was mentioning in the early part of the show, faith cometh by the word, but the word by hearing. But the point is, with respect to a Jesus kind of person who alone has the authority to speak and to say you're forgiven, where the average person who said you were forgiven doesn't mean anything. But when a person who is God speaks through, so is God, he's just the agent that translates that what God is saying to this, that you could say to this man that you now have the authority. I can have the authority to say to you, God's forgiven you. You've already been forgiven before you were born. And if I was coming from the good place, you could actually hear that and say, and it would relieve you completely, because it would be something you've all deep down inside, but got lost in all the words that keep rattling around in your mind.
Yeah, well, I've spent most of my life subject to the word coming out of the pit through other people. And
yes.
This is the total opposite of what you're stating there, which I'm beginning to sort of sense is indeed the case. But I was totally subject to the hellishness that was coming out of people's mouth, and that was just a really terrible period of time.
But you see, it's the knowledge. It's just the knowledge of good and bad. You were born. I spent a whole hour in the first hour explaining how we're born into a world of language. And that language programs us depending upon the culture and the peculiarities in it. And you actually grow up thinking, but most people, except people like you and me, most people grow up thinking that the thoughts they have, they come with the learning of the with the language that they're being taught to communicate. But with that language comes a dark spirit of mischief that keeps you confused and can either cause a person to abandon their own best interests in favor of your persuasion.
You're telling the story of my life until I started using that cure stress device.
I know it gets, but it's a new voice, don't you see? What's in that language is coming from a good place.
Well,
and that makes all the difference. So you can hear that. You can hear the wordless word inside the words. It's magical. It's intuitive. It says, wake up. This is intuitive. This is an intuitive message. This is not the world's words. This is not the world talking to you. It's not the spirit of the world talking to you. It's saying, wake up. You had it when you were born. You still have it. And this is familiar to you, right? And then something inside you. Yes, like a fresh air.
You know, yeah. Well, I'm going to get off your phone and let some other people talk with you, but I thank you very much for your time and for being there for us.
All right, it's my pleasure, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
God bless you. Good night. 800-866-8883. Let me see what we have on my screen. It's a tiny little screen, and Craig in Kettle. It's on meditation, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, hello, Craig.
Hi, Roy.
This is Roy. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, Yeah, speak up a little bit and I can hear you a little better.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You've really helped save my life. I guess just a quick backstory. I was adopted into a family. The mother was a sociopath, the father weak. And when he left her, he married a tyrant. So that's kind of my upbringing.
So when your father left you, he left you with a tyrant? Is that what you're saying? A tyrant mother?
The stepmother was a tyrant.
Yes. Oh, I see, a stepmother. Oh, wow. Okay.
And through all the rebellion, the resentment, the self-righteousness, the alcohol, everything.
Yes, yes.
The meditation is what saved me.
Well, actually, I'd like to make a correction, if you don't mind. If I could just interrupt you just for a second. I didn't save you. The meditation didn't save you. But the meditation led you to who did.
Yes.
Is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes.
It's got to be clear because I cannot take the credit.
Yes.
Okay.
And a consciousness has awakened me, and now God speaks to me through the meditation and the stillness.
Yes. It's intuitive. You have now an intuitive thinking that can turn into thought.
Yes.
Indeed.
Where I'm left now is that I've been realizing that on one hand, sometimes in my life I was a people pleaser. Other times in my life I was rebellious.
A tyrant, yes. Okay, like your mother.
And there were times when I knowingly turned my back against God because I knew He would forgive me, which is awful. And
yes.
Now I'm at a place in my life where I have clarity, and for the first time in my life, I'm here with myself, with me.
I like that.
And what I'm trying to figure out right now is what my purpose is. And what
yeah, you just wait. Can you hold?
Sure.
That's a very very poignant point you just make. Now you arrived at a point in your life where you want to know what your purpose is. Let's stop there for a minute, and I'll be right back with you if you don't mind. I usually just walk through my commercials, which are mine, and hope that people support my work. That's all I do. I do need support for this. I just don't like to keep doing the commercials over and over again, that's all. But I got to do something. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Is it my commercial, is it? Okay. So let me just use a little bit of it and suggest to my audience, if you can get on an airplane, if things get unfrozen a little bit, back east, I know many of you would like to come to the seminar which we're having in Los Angeles at the Radisson Hotel. It's the LAX airport. It's just, they send you a limousine that goes round and round and delivers you to the hotel. That's where we're holding a seminar all day, and it's the Healing Hypnotic Pressures of Life. I keep forgetting the title, so I don't know, I don't have an idiot thing in front of me, and my friend puts these things up on my screen, so I can remember it. When I'm on a roll, I can't remember all the commercials, and sometimes I forget my own name. I'm joking, but the thing is, I love what I'm saying, I love what I'm doing, and I'm going to go back to my caller. Let's continue. Are you still there? Craig, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, keep going. I'm listening.
So, the meditation and just the most beautiful and simple and just letting go, for lack of a better term, way, just everything just washing off.
Yes, that's how it should be.
Downs, and I can deal with that, but like, here I am now, and I'm here with myself, and it's
yes.
Wonderful, but it's also scary, because I know I've been given the gift of avoiding death or incarceration or insanity, and I want to know, like, now, what is my purpose? And
well, it's very simple. I cannot tell you that. And you don't need to know it right away. All you need to know is to enjoy the freedom you're feeling right now, and speak your heart in appropriate places, and don't be upset. And when people see the changes in you and they start to bully you, just practice your non-response to the world so that the people will see a mirror in themselves in your mirror, rather than you seeing them seeing. You know what I'm saying, the other way around. Don't go away. This is going to get rid of this music. Maybe right be back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, now Craig, look, I want this. You're free for the first time in your life, and you need that freedom, and God's giving you the freedom not to worry about purpose. As long as you got... Are you married?
No.
You're single, right?
Single, no kids.
I beg your pardon?
Single, no children.
I'm not quite sure I hear you. Could you say it more slowly?
Sure. I'm single and I don't have any children.
Oh, you don't have any children. Okay. So, you are, you're free, and you just need to enjoy these moments. And these moments need to learn to come with the ability to keep people from being angry, upset, keep from being upset with people. Mean people, cruel people, and watch your thoughts as all of the behaviors that you learned, all the aberrant behaviors, begin to turn into smoke, into vapor, and sort of appear. Oh, I see what I did wrong there. Oh, I see now what I did wrong there. And so it's all turning into smoke. All begin because as long as you're not reacting, as long as the God's nature is in you that's freed you, you have the power to. You have a shield around you that is a one-way mirror. You can see through people. You can see their intent. But you don't judge it. Let's say you see a person who's being mean to you and cruel to you. You don't hold it against him. You don't, because he may be a person who's just acting out something and he doesn't understand it himself, doesn't see what he's doing to you, and therefore you've been in those shoes before. And you just don't the magic in you does not allow you to be angry with him, even though he's doing you some harm. But if you don't, he's doing something wrong rather than harm. He's doing something wrong to you to cause harm, and the harm is caused by you the way you react. If you don't react, you shine as a bright light, and it stops them dead in their track. They may try again to get a rise out of you. Get a response, but you cannot serve two masters. You must give up that life of reacting to people with submission or a rage, expressed or suppressed. In other words, you have that power, and as long as you have that power, all your problems will melt away, because they need to be fed by cruelty. They need to be fed through your weakness to response and pressure, the weakness to respond to the stressor, the temptation, the tempter, or the temptress. So you need to. That's where you need to go, and that will take you where you should go. And you won't go through the wrong door, because when you start to react to pressure, you tend to work. It works against your own best interest, and you go through the wrong doors. And so now the right doors and the right people, because the world is full of people. And the whole life is with people, through people, showing people where you're coming from in a good way. All of a sudden, the bad ones can no longer go down that corridor with them. that journey. But you are immune to those people, and after a while you don't even notice them anymore. But other people notice you differently. Good people start to see that you're good and want to have a relationship with you, and things begin to be magical. And the bad people give you the opportunity to forgive them and not be bothered by them and be the example and frustrate the living daylights out of them just by learning to being a child of the light. And that frustration is a good thing for them, because they either get better because all of a sudden they've never seen a person like you before. They've never witnessed what is coming through you like you witnessed something coming out of me. That's what helped you. And now it's your turn to behave the same way as I did with you. And therefore, the bad person is looking at himself in the mirror. And he hates you for it, but if he hates you for it, he gets more frustrated. The more he tries to hurt you, the brighter you become, the calmer you become, and the more love is there. And he leaves you alone, walks away. He may carry a little bit of that with him, and one day, maybe weeks from now, months from now, that little germ, that little spore that you put into him that's good, will say, "Oh, that Craig makes sense. You know, what am I doing?" And so somewhere down the line he wakes up, or somewhere the line he goes deeper into hell. It's not your business either way. Got it?
Yeah. Thank you, Roy.
That's your journey. A journey will take its own shape. You'll see. When you look back, I look back at my story, and it was a humble beginning. But when I look back, I don't remember walking in those little steps where the light shines, with no question, and speaking up and keeping quiet and not being angry, but you know, being patient and waiting for an opportunity to say something if it comes, if it's necessary. Maybe not, but I'm not repressing anything. As long as I'm doing that, there's a journey I'm taking, and I'm never going to go down the wrong path, ever. The story will write itself every minute, every second, and you don't know you're writing it. You don't know you're the writer, you're the pen. And so when you look back at my age and I look back, it's an amazing story. But one day, my sons warned me to... promised me, or they warned me, they threatened me to write the story. But anyway, right now I can look back and see the story, and it is an astonishing one. It's my story, but I didn't make it. I only just put one foot in front of the other, and didn't allow myself to go down the wrong path, which was, it left me with the right one, and God was writing the story through me. I didn't have to see it. I just felt the freedom and the joy of doing it and writing. And speaking, and being on the radio, etc., and loving my wife, and loving my children, and making sure I'm there for them. See?
Yes.
It's all there for you. Doesn't cost anything. It's just be that way for the rest of your life.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you. Say hello. Tell me you're Craig, okay?
I definitely will. Thanks for your
time. Thank you. Thank you. 800-866-8883. Monday through Friday, call. 9 o'clock is a good time, even though you may not hear that program. But it refeeds, and so that you won't miss it, but it will be, to you, it will be already programmed. It will be a repeat, so to speak. Because there are some parts of the program that act that way. It's the way it's configured. The first hour, half an hour, many of you don't hear it. But you will hear it in a recorded way, somewhere during the course of the evening. All right, we'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
My dear friends, I just want to I want to beg your indulgence, please, because we do not get sufficient funds to branch out and grow. We just kind of sort of stuck where we are. And everywhere I go, you know, I was on my way to the seminar. I had to drive 750 miles. My wife and I, she's 82 and I'm 86. And then, you know, I didn't think I could do that, but it was easy, 13 hours I did it. We just stopped for, we took sandwiches and we stopped for just coffee and fill up. I have a truck, an old truck, 06, Toyota. That was sort of given to me as a gift, you know, and so it was performed pretty good, but I do need to ask you for support. And if you call my office, you can do that where you give money, auto credit, auto debit. That works very well. And we'll give you two cure stresses to give to someone to set the ball rolling in the way it's rolling in your direction. Call my office and you could go to the website. I'm sure there's ways you can do that. I've not studied my own website because it's too complicated. I'm too old for that stuff. I just got a good website engineers, you know, I've got a good IT guy. And I know them well and we work together. I'll be seeing them, one of them. And the IT guy is the Professor Titus of the university in Hamilton, Canada. McMaster's University, strangely enough, and they're coming down. So he will be, Professor Titus brings his family. He's going to be saying something in the meeting somewhere halfway through. He will show prove if you, to the people who are sort of disbelievers. He will show you how it really works 90% the way he uses it. And so, but anyway, if we could, this can spread. If you can be the kind of person you are now and you affect people differently and then you have a spare cure stress device, carry one somewhere and just wait for the right time. Just don't give them away. Just wait for the right moment. Intuitively, magic. You'll find the right person and they'll come to you. You'll sense that this person needs the cure stress device. So, if you would do a auto credit, you'll get those two. We'll send them to you, and that will set them in the same direction. And that way, exponentially, the money in the foundation will grow, and you can forget about the little bit of money or whatever money you want to give, as part and parcel of that graciousness that we hope is in your bosom tonight. Thank you. We do. The wounded warriors, they do their thing and they do a wonderful job, but they can't do what we do and I can't do what they do. I help overcome the whole person, all the problems, but not the wounded part where I can't give you a new leg and I can't give you the help they can give. That's their thing. Help me too, though. It's a perfect circle. We both do something good. Me in my way, them in their way.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, Lisa in Michigan. Hello.
Hi, Roy.
How are you doing? What can I do for you?
Well, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I think that over this time, you know, I've been up and down with, you know, being on the path and then not being on the path.
I know, but, you know, you have to sort of come one way or the other. You know, you hear people speaking how magical the little cure stress device. Do you have the cure stress device, or do you have the CD or something like that?
I have the cure stress stress device.
Yeah, that is magical. That works very well with those earphones.
Well, I've noticed, like right now I'm going through, it seems like a nervous breakdown, and it seems like...
Well, it's only because each day you get upset about something. Each day you get upset with yourself for not being like you should be. Because you're punishing yourself by being... the only way you can make yourself better is the wrong way. And the wrong way is to get angry with yourself like you're spanking a kid. And so if you spank the kid and you'll be angry with yourself, you think yourself will behave better. No, it gets worse. You need to be forgiven of your sins, but you need to sit quietly and let God resolve the problem for you. See, but the trouble is you're too busy trying to fix yourself. And you're fixing yourself by the very means by which you became afflicted. You became afflicted by people upsetting you, beginning with your parents. It nearly always begins there. Something they did wrong, something they forget to do right, whatever it is, you know what it is, you know who it is. And you have to let them go, but you can't let them go. They've infected you, and you have a disease that cannot be cured except to be saved. There's only one cure for all the diseases on earth, salvation. But with all the different preachers and ministers in the world, they go to school and they go to seminary and they get a parchment and they wear a special robe for the occasion. They have a church and they're educated. But that doesn't work because it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work from an educated person. A person educated, the Sadducees and the Pharisees were educated people. But they couldn't help the Israelites then. It's only the intuitive person who discovers this, who goes on the journey of discovery and forgets the world and all the people in it. There's no answers there. It's somewhere within. And they're looking and looking. And when you start to look, you get little clues. Oh, there's a little piece. There's a little piece. And then all of a sudden you start to be made up of something brand new. And all your anger goes away. Ah, the first thing you see is anger. Oh, resentment. Yeah, that's what it is. Is it resentment? Resentment is a reaction to stress. And the stress, the person who stresses is the stressor. The person who stresses you is the tempter. And you're the sinner, meaning if you're stressed, you have been tempted to sin, to hate that person, and give sick, perverse satisfaction to the people that upset you. And every person who's upset and upsets you is doing to you what was done to them. And every American is doing it to each other as I speak. And that's why we're losing our country. And that's why you're losing yourself. You cannot save yourself. It's not in your DNA. It's within you if you just sit still and the door will open. You know, if you drive a car backwards, then you want to go forward, you have to stop before you can go forward. Is that not so true? That's a good analogy, because in order for God to get, for you to go forward in a different direction, you have to come to a stop. Then you move in the opposite direction. You have to stop moving in the wrong direction. And the realization of that is, yes, but help me. I don't know how to stop getting upset and being motivated in that direction. I don't know how to not to give in to the pressure. And so I'm sure I'm giving you the trail of crumbs, like Hansel and Gretel, to the... But it is to the stillness where God is, and where He means by being still, and then you will know who you are and what is right, and you become under a new spiritual influence that makes it impossible for you to be angry. You cannot be angry. You can't even try. Once you're being saved from the spirit of the world, which is troubling you right now, playing with you, and telling you have to struggle with yourself and go to doctors. There's no cure for it. There's no cure. There's no physical cure, pharmaceutical cure for sin. And the word for sin is temptation or hypnotic state. A hypnotic state is stress. It's a stressor It's a person, and the person stresses you, but the code word is stress is really a temptation. But the person who tempts you themselves have lost their innocence, and they become the thing they hated. And now they're doing to you what you're doing, what they did, what was done to them. And now you've also done the same thing, but now you suppress the anger because you don't want to hurt anybody anymore. You prefer to hurt yourself, to suppress and struggle. But that's not going to work. You cannot save yourself from drowning. You need a hope. And hope in Hebrew is a spiritual hope. Okay. I'll hold the line a second. I'll let you talk.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Let's see that. How many minutes towards the end of the show? Just to speak to Emily. Let me see. No. I'm talking to Lisa. Do you understand what I was saying, Lisa, just now about being still and letting another spirit, and giving you a different identity? In other words, there's two spirits. There's two wills involved. You are subject to the will of the world, and that's what's wrong with you.
I feel the two wills, and I feel them fighting, almost.
Yeah, I know. But let them fight. You step, but if you sit still, the idea of you doing nothing, you being perfectly still, and you watch the two forces fighting, whatever it is, you just watch, because if you get in the way, if you start to join the fight, you're doing what only God can do, and you just mess it up for him. He can't get through you. You get in the way. So all you need to do is watch the war. And just know that, be still. For some reason, if you trust what I'm saying to you, even though you may not fully grasp it, if you can just follow that line of, do that meditation, be still, and look at your thoughts, look at your eyelids or the middle of your forehead, and make your fingers tingle. And watch what's going on inside you. And whenever you start to drift away and get caught up in thoughts, come back and just watch the surface of your mind and see the little pixels moving and the fingers tingling. And then all of a sudden you watch that war. And you don't want to be involved in that war, because it's a war for your life. For good, the dark side wants you, but the bright side, the other will, wants to save you. And he will save you if you get out of the way and stop struggling with yourself. Don't struggle. Be still. And know your creator. Huh?
I feel like a huge amount of pain.
I know, but do not resent the pain. Don't struggle with the pain. The pain is a cry for help. If you try to suppress that pain, if you go to a doctor for this kind of pain, then you are getting in the way of you need to suffer the pain because you know you deserve it. It's a pain that says, I need help, but something also says, but you can't get help from the drugs and the pharmaceuticals. They only take away the pain that needs to cry in a different way. The pain is crying up, and it goes to the antenna of your mind to your creator, and he will take that away if you suffer and see that the pain is saying something.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
By the way, Jesus didn't anesthetize himself when he was crucified. He felt every bit of pain and humiliation. And that's what made him cry to God. He wasn't God. He couldn't save himself. He said, into my hands I shall give my soul. So, but if he was, he would be the kind of person who said, would you like some relief from that pain? He said, no, thank you. That pain is a cry to my creator. I'm willing to suffer this pain. And so, because it's a cry. It's a cry to God. It is. suffer without being angry. You can't help but feel the pains often, and your kind of pain isn't on the cross. It isn't physical. Your pain is conflict. Your pain is thinking your conscience is your enemy. And the pleasure giver, whatever is the pleasure giver, whether it's an illegal drug or a legal drug, they're both the same. They cannot cure you. So take away the pain, you take away the cry. And then the pharmaceutical person becomes your Lord and Savior. You become addicted. And down you go. Bear the pain. I've had pain all my life. Every kind of inconvenience, every kind of operation, every kind of suffering you can think of. And even to this day, I still have pain. And well, I've got one more pain left. And I can't tell you what it is right now. If you listen to the seminar, when we got it on tape or on CD. But the pain is a very important thing. It says something's wrong. And something inside me says, I don't want to take the medicine for it. There's some things you do take medicine for to get you over something. But generally speaking, the pain needs to be there. It's calling out for physical help. You know the difference between a physical pain and then, because then you need medicine, you need some help because the body needs it. But the kind of pain you have is spiritual. It's conflict. It's a pain to respond to the wrong angry and to be angry with your mom and dad and to hold on to those grudges and judgments. And so because it puffs you up and makes you almost like have a status such as a god might have when you're judging and when you're forgiving people or you're trying to forgive yourself, which is impossible. If you can see the futility of trying to save yourself or even save others or looking towards something to take the pain away, it's the pain, that's the cry. Why do I have this? That's the question. Why do I have this? Show me. And you know what? The pain starts to go away. And you start to see. That's all I can tell you. It's a good lesson for everybody. I still have pain. I'm sitting here with it. But it's not affecting my work or anything. It's always there. I can use it, but I'm not well. It's not my soul that's in pain. I feel the body pain. But the body pain is trying to talk, is crying out for direction and understanding, which I can share with you as I experience it. Well, I do need to take another call, and so. Let me have the other person. You let the person go that I wanted to speak to. Oh, is this the new one?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, and may I help you?
Yeah. Hi, Roy. I'm having a problem with my daughter. She's not talking. She's not speaking to me anymore on the phone. And it seems like my last conversation with her, sometimes I bring topics up. It almost seems like if it's something that affects, she becomes offensive.
In other words, you're going to give her some advice. What? Give me an example of the advice or the correction you want to make with her. Give me an idea of what that is.
Talk about. You know, I kind of said, like, in a third party, you know, I kind of bring up a topic thing, you know, when I was talking to someone about being upset, and it's not good to be upset because, you know, it's an irrational, you know, thinking. It's not good.
You will meet with resistance. It's not easy to tell a person who's addicted to being angry. See, when you fall from grace, you are running on a different energy and you're becoming an animal. And then you're addicted to the stress. And the addiction, and the stress is a motivating force, but it's also a dangerously shaping force. But it takes quite a few years for the ugliness to start to show up. It takes a few years before you get to feel all the pains that stress does to you. But up to that point, you become a person who is driven by it and feels perfectly normal. So as long as they're in that state, all you have to do is, as a father, look, I've waited. Look, my oldest son is almost 60, and the next one is about 57, and so on, all the way back. And they're just beginning to really understand what I'm talking about. They're very successful and fairly good fathers and mothers, but not perfect. I'm there to the very end to show them, because that's how long it takes to perfect it. Especially, you know, since I'm the first in line to be able to explain all these things and had some weaknesses of myself when I was younger. Not a lot, but still, just like you in a manner of speaking.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, are you there, Ed, still with me?
Yes.
Do you see that you can't expect your child to believe you right away? I want to tell you, my wife is 82, and all these years, it was difficult to correct her. I said, but Anne, don't you see, look, you're not able to walk now. And look at me, all the things I've been, I'm walking strong and I can run. And I'm older than you. Why are you not being able to walk? You have to hold my arm. I said, you do understand it. Every time you get angry and upset, even with me, I know you love me and you respect me, but you tend to be difficult. You try to hold on to your identity. I'm not trying to take your identity away. I'm just trying to show you that you have the wrong identity. And but when I try to speak to her, she takes offense at the fact that I'm telling her just some simple truth like you're doing. And so I keep trying by opportunity, and then she over the years she keeps reacting the same way and feeling offended that it looks to her that I'm an offender for a little while, and then she gets over it. And then she's doing it again. And then she comes to my seminars and listens, and she loves it, but then she doesn't seem to... I'm waiting. There's a little girl in there, a beautiful good little girl in there, that's badly damaged as a child. And so I feel privileged to have some difficulty with her that way, but I stand over as a heavenly guardian, like you will do for your own children. Because it takes time. It takes. And as you are patient and not angry because they reject you, because you don't want your children to... You can't teach them by pressure. Because if you try to push the truth with pressure, you're taking away their freedom to take it for themselves. You don't want... You can't give them freedom by forcing them to accept the truth. Do you see that? You're robbing them. You're making them rebel.
I learned that from you, from trying to be willful. So I'm very, you know...
Yeah, you don't want to be willful.
Very sensitive to things, you know. I learned that from you, and that this worked, you know. And that's why I'm really careful what I, you know, how I go about it.
But right now with your daughter and other people, you've got to be careful with your words, and especially with your daughter. Women are difficult. They are by their nature. And I don't tend to trust men for reasons. And so what you need to do is give her the good advice. And if she resents it and doesn't accept it, cool your jets and try again some other time. And cool your jets and try again. And when they start to see that you're not pushing them, they start to see something different about you that's worth listening to.
Right.
See that? That's it. Mm-hmm. You got it now?
Right. Okay.
And you have to be that way with everybody in the human race. Not just your daughter. She's practiced.
All right.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's taken me a long time to help fix all my kids. It's taken a long time. My wife is just on the way, but she has to suffer a lot because even though she's in good health, you know, her bones are not as strong and she doesn't do the exercise like I do, and she... And so, but I'm older than her and had much more suffering than she had ever had. And yet, I'm still stronger spiritually, and yet, but still, there's a good person in there, and I have to be patient, because the whole thing is about, you know, how you deal with everything right to the very end.
Right.
Okay?
Alrighty.
Then there's something new waiting for you after that. And you will sense it. You'll say something, lest a seed fall to the ground, as the scripture says. You see, because you are kind of crude. We are sort of like part human and part monkey. Because there's something about us we excrete. You know, we're just in flesh. There's something much more beautiful awaiting us. There's something coarse about it. But we are basically the seed that eventually it has to be planted and we die. But if we die with the wrong spirit, we rot. And the soul goes the wrong way. But if we die with the good spirit, something's all of a sudden the seed that you've grown, that self, suddenly takes shape and grows into a different form. But that takes death to do that, and the seed has to die. The seed is a very good metaphor. It dies, and otherwise it keeps its same shape. It's still a seed. If it doesn't die and sprout and take a body of its own, whether it's an animal, a cat, or a ear of corn, it's got to die first. But nature is quite a lot different because it keeps replacing itself. You are going to become the seed, and your soul will live forever. A breeder, and that's always for most people. But with you, your breeding time is over, and you have responsibility on a higher level now, and to be the kind of person that's always to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune with dignity and strength, and not be a fighter in the old way, but be a fighter against being angry and upset, and holding up a light to your children, and be an inspiration that way. And then they start to believe you. You see, I can speak to a person who is on the way. There's something about him that's able to follow that, and to absorb it, to relish it, and to appreciate it, and it ceases to become words. The words, faith cometh by the word, and the word by hearing. But then the word introduces you back to faith that you had lost when you were a child. You had it. I'm not giving you anything. Jesus says to the woman, he heals with the issue of blood, your faith has made you well. I didn't do anything. He didn't say that. But if your faith makes you well, then he did nothing. He just bore witness to the fact that she had it. And it was just the acknowledgement of who he was, and the happiness to see the goodness in a person, which is the rarest thing on earth, to see a person like that. As pure as that. But we need to be as pure as it's possible, because behaving the way I'm finding that path is the path to perfection. And what I mean by perfection, I don't mean you become perfect instantly. It's a verb. The word become perfect, it's a verb. It's because you're becoming every moment under pressure and stress, so that you're less and less stressed. And you stress the stressor because they can't stress you. They want to stress you so they can feed on your soul. It's a war between the war of the worlds, isn't it? We'll see you at the seminar, February the 2nd, the Radisson Hotel, right next to the airport, LAX airport in Los Angeles.